Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 3rd. You'll be interested to know. 47 years ago, today, in 1977, Apple was incorporated by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, eventually evolving into one of the most valuable companies globally, recognized for its innovative computer and electronic products. This transformation marked a significant milestone in technology, influencing consumer electronics and shaping the future of computing. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect stomach-to-shoulder-high swell with occasional head-high sets on Friday morning, remaining semi-choppy in the afternoon. Saturday will feature chest-to-shoulder-high swell with occasional head sets, becoming slightly overhead high in the afternoon. Sunday will have head-high swell with occasional overhead sets, maintaining glassy conditions in the morning and shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3 to 5 feet until 11. After that, it turns fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming mid-tide when the northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 5.5 foot at 10:30 a.m. with a -0.5-foot low tide just before 6. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 52 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:55 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, but it should turn partly sunny later on, with a high near 65 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog before the early hours, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 49. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 62 and light northwest winds. Saturday night brings patchy fog and a low around 47. Sunday and Monday will be sunny, with highs near 67 and 68. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy, with lows around 48 to 49. Tuesday stays mostly sunny, with a high near 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego County's craft brewing industry faced significant challenges in 2024, leading to the highest number of brewery closures in a single year. 11 companies shut down, with 4 closing in the last 6 weeks alone. Rising operational costs, particularly for ingredients and real estate, have left many breweries struggling. Eric Fowler, executive director of the San Diego Brewers Guild, noted that younger generations are drifting away from beer, while established breweries like Virgin Beer Company and Gravity Heights opened new locations. Despite difficulties, San Diego remains the capital of craft, with over 200 venues still operating. Now on to sports. Last night, Notre Dame's dynamic performance secured a 23-10 victory over second-ranked Georgia at the Sugar Bowl. Riley Leonard's dual-threat ability and Jaden Harrison's electrifying 98-yard kickoff return highlighted the win. Despite outgaining the Irish, Georgia's missed opportunities without starting quarterback Carson Beck proved costly. Notre Dame now advances to the semifinals. On Sunday Night Football, the Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings, both at 14-2, clash in a historic showdown. With the NFC North title and home field advantage on the line, expect fireworks as Jared Goff leads the league's top scoring offense. Meanwhile, Sam Darnold, with 35 touchdown passes, aims to keep the Vikings' winning streak alive. In local sports, last night, the Lakers triumphed over the Trailblazers 114-106 at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James was unstoppable, dropping 38 points with 7 three-pointers. Max Christie added a career-high 28 points. Despite missing Anthony Davis, the Lakers improved to 19-14, maintaining their lead, while Portland slipped to 11-22. The crowd of 17,812 was electrified by the home victory. Tonight, the Lakers face the Atlanta Hawks at home. Tomorrow night, the Kings at 22-13-2 battle the Lightning in the City of Angels. Sunday afternoon, the playoff bound Bolts take on the Raiders in Las Vegas. With a 10-6 record, the Chargers look to secure their postseason path. Justin Herbert, fresh off 4 touchdown passes in recent games, faces a resilient Raiders defense. In top news, U.S. workers are becoming increasingly productive, which is beneficial for the economy but presents challenges for employees. For instance, gym owner Vic Viktorov in Boston boosted revenue by 30% in 2024 without hiring more staff, thanks to an artificial intelligence model that streamlines tasks. Productivity in the U.S. rose 2% in the third quarter, marking 5 consecutive quarters of growth. This uptick is partly due to technological advancements and a shift in the labor market. However, increased productivity can lead to job losses as companies adopt automation. The future of this productivity surge remains uncertain. In business news, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down the Federal Communications Commission's net neutrality rules, declaring that the agency lacks authority to impose regulations on internet service providers. This ruling comes after the Supreme Court's recent elimination of Chevron deference, allowing courts to interpret laws independently. The judges emphasized the distinction between information services and more regulated telecommunications, stating that the FCC's expertise cannot override the statute's plain meaning. With lawmakers urged to establish open internet principles, the ruling has prompted mixed reactions, with some celebrating it as a victory against government overreach. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 97,000. Ethereum is just under 3,500. And Goatsus Maximus is nearing 58 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made a significant breakthrough by growing a notochord in the laboratory, marking a first for human stem cell models. This rod-like tissue acts as the GPS for developing embryos, guiding the formation of the spine and nervous system. Researchers at the Francis Crick Institute in London utilized insights from chicken embryos and other vertebrates to determine the right timing for introducing biological ingredients. Although the developed structure is only 1 to 2 millimeters long, it correctly houses neural tissues and bone stem cells, offering new avenues to study spine-related birth defects and other disorders. Entertainment news. Apple TV Plus is serving up a treat for science fiction fans with its upcoming film, The Gorge, set to stream on February 14. This genre-bending creature feature, scored by the talented duo Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, stars Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy. Teller describes it as good alternative programming to typical love stories, featuring high-octane action and a unique romance. Directed by Scott Derrickson, the film follows two snipers who must navigate their emotions while guarding a gorge that may be the door to hell. The atmospheric score promises to enhance the chilling experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and activist, Helen Keller. And she said, "Keep your face to the sunshine, and you cannot see a shadow." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.